Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, Clayton, why did you let that happen?
What happened, man? I didn't
do you it. Let J. Cole cuss. Didn't you hear him cuss?
Oh, my goodness. I did hear it. I didn't do it.
it's pathetic. Listen here. This is the Eric Terrell Show. We're back. We're live. This is it. It's happening. People,
live.
We've got author, well-renowned author and relationship coach, relationship guru, Miss Vaughn DiCarlo. All right, I love this woman, and she is giving us the honor of joining us. In a few short moments, we're talking about celibacy and its potential to ruin your relationship, Clayton. That's what we're doing. Can celibacy ruin a relationship? Now, really quick, your friend Clayton, is his number a 770 number? Is that someone
else?
Yes,
it is.
Okay, all right. We've got him coming up, Clayton Wells. All right,
cool.
As many of you know, I've been swapping co-hosts. My co-hosts have been fluctuating and going in and out. We've moved from Asia down in to Clayton Wells. Now we have my boy Clayton Wells. He's our co-host this week, and he is a comedian in Atlanta. And I saw him last weekend at Homecoming, Hampton University.
Yes.
My good man.
Yes, my man. I
should
have told you more, man, but you know how Homecoming is.
Yeah. Homecoming. You're so excited for it, and then after Homecoming, you're upset because you don't remember it. It's like
exactly. I woke up on the flight home, and I was like, "Wait, I thought it was Wednesday. No, it's Monday, homie. It's Monday."
Oh yeah. Now, we're going to get into it. We're going to get into the topic. Can celibacy ruin a relationship? We're going to get into it. We have Clayton Wells. We have Vaughn DiCarlo. Clayton's homie is calling in from the mysterious 770 number. We're also going to hear from him. What's really relevant? Clayton Wells.
Yes, sir.
Clayton Wells.
Yes, sir.
What did you think about last night? Did you see the debate last night?
I caught parts of it, but I'm going to be completely honest and let you know that I did spend most of those couple hours watching the BET Hip Hop Awards. I'm going to be completely honest. Like, I'm not going to lie about that.
Yeah, that's a good
one thing,
that's a tough thing to be honest about. You put it out there.
Yeah, I will say the Hip Hop Awards, I promise you, last night was just as groundbreaking. Because there was so much unedited profanity. And you know that they record the show 2 weeks ahead of time. So the fact that they had so much unedited profanity was almost as groundbreaking as trying to find a new president. Because, you know, that's basically what our country stands on, is being able to freedom of speech. Like, that was really just a great lesson in freedom of speech. You know.
And it's funny because they kind of went through the amendments. You know, Anderson Cooper is talking about the freedom of speech, and they went to the right to bear arms. And they should have said, hey, well, as far as bearing arms and having freedom of speech, you guys should flip over to BET right now. They were
exactly. It was
those black guys are really at it.
Mm-hmm. Arms and free speech, ample, enough to go around, man.
What did J. Cole get? Did he get anything? Get out.
I don't remember him getting anything. He might have got something. I think he got – actually, yeah, he did. He got best album. See, that part, I was watching the debate, so I missed J. Cole get the award, you know, worried about Hillary. But, yeah, I think he got album of the year, best album, something like that. He deserved it.
Yeah, he should have. I'm just making sure he got something because, you know, Jermaine is, quite frankly, the only artist I really care about. And we've got Wale. Yeah, Jermaine, my boy Jermaine. it's funny, when someone's your homie, you call them by a nickname, but
mm-hmm.
when a rapper's your homie, you call them by their real name.
By their real name, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. My boy Aluba Wale.
Aluba Wale, how you doing, dog? Yeah, you cool, man.
You know Falorin? Falorin is my homie. Now, Clayton, we've got something intense. A lot of people were anticipated about this, and so was I. Okay, now let's do this here. First of all, what's an unacceptable body count for a woman? This is where we have to start. You know, and
okay,
I won't be
here.
Foolish enough to reveal my thoughts on that question. Okay, I was foolish enough to answer that question when a woman asked me when I was in college a few years ago, and she got upset with me. She said, "Wait, well," because anytime a man answers that question, the number is going to be relatively low because obviously they're held to a different standard. Now, this woman, she's clearly a freak, Clayton. She's clearly a freak.
Clearly.
We're all freaks. We're all freaks. And we all have to occasionally celebrate our right to be a freak. But it was just so obvious that she's an unacceptable level of freak by her being appalled at my answer to this question. And I'll never answer the question again, Clayton. I never will. And she said, "Wait a minute." She's like, "Wait." She said, "Hold up. We have needs too. We got needs."
She's not lying. To give her some props, she's not lying. They do.
But are they needs? Are they really needs? How much is it a need? I mean, are you just gonna like wither away and die in a ditch because you suffered from lack of intercourse? I don't think you are. I don't think you are.
I'll tell you from personal experience, it's not possible.
It's not possible.
You'll still be alive, no matter how much lack of intercourse you have, and that's from a live stand-in. You know, I'm on the battleground with that.
But if it is a need. If it is a need, you must exercise your ability to minimize that need if you want a loving and lasting relationship. Now, this is what we know. I'm just going over what we know real quick before we really get to the nit and the grit, okay?
Yes, sir.
Obviously, what we know is that if a man leaves a fresh relationship for lack of sex, then he is not a man who is worth fighting for. Because this is not a relationship that was built on anything. This relationship was just built on lust. If lust
exactly.
is what will destroy it, then lust is what it was built on. Now, naive women who don't know this, obviously they use sex to get love, but the smart women use time and trust and understanding to get love.
Mm-hmm.
And when they fall in love, they use sex as a byproduct. A fantastic byproduct, it is. And smart guys, on the other hand, smart guys, we don't want sex if we really like a woman. Clayton, you know when you've really been digging a woman and she kind of came on a little too strong, you're like, wait, nope, it's going to ruin it. I can't do that because this is going to go sideways. So,
Are you a psychic? You're speaking my life right now.
So yeah, I'm gonna let you get into this, and I'm gonna bring our special guest on the air. But I just want to say that Steve Harvey has this whole 90-day rule. Now, obviously the number fluctuates. It's not like God didn't say, you know, that it has to be 90 days. But when do you know that you've reached your quote unquote 90th day? Because sometimes that 90th day may come sooner or it may come later, depending on the two people. So how do you know that you're sold?
Well, honestly, like you said, I mean, it depends on that particular person, because, you know, you're going to get a different vibe from any person that you do interact with, especially in that capacity. So I guess I could speak on past occasions where, if it wasn't built on lust, I'd say around 90 days, honestly.
Steve had that joint right, didn't he?
He did. I'm like, he really had scientists with him, right, and, you know, doing the math, and then he just wrote the words down, man. Because, I mean, sometimes it might have been like 82, maybe one time it was like 98, but really it stays right there around that 90. It stays around that 90-day period, honestly.
Yeah,
after,
well, we know Steve Harvey.
90 to 100 is friend zone. That's the thing. After about 100 days, it's friend zone. You can't do much.
You got to be careful. You got to be careful. And that's why you have to be careful, because you can't withhold sex too long, which is why the title is Can Celibacy Ruin a Relationship? Because the answer is yes. It damn sure can, and it damn sure will. Just try and be celibate for 200 days and see what happens to that so-called relationship. It's going to be
the same person.
Not only a friendship, but a friendship going bad, okay?
Terrible.
That's ridiculous. We got some people on the phone. First of all, I'm going to finally bring on the air my special guest. I really appreciate her joining us today. She's written countless books that have tons to do with the topic we have today, as well as other love and relationship topics. We welcome to the air to Rosho, Ms. Vonda Carlo. Hey, Ms. Vonda Carlo, how you doing?
Hey.
I'm good. Just one minor little correction. I've only written one book. It's called Speak Fluent Man, and it's based on my relationship. I was with Patrice O'Neill for 10 years before he passed away years ago. And that book is based on our relationship. And Patrice and I had a very unique relationship built on honesty. And I think a lot of relationships fall apart from the door because everybody is being dishonest. And I heard you guys talking about the 90-day rule, this, that, and a whole lot of stuff. And what I have to say about that is there is no rule except for the rules you set yourself. And that's why you have to call the door on. You have to know what you want. If you are it at the time, then, yeah, that could ruin a relationship, potential relationship, but it can't ruin a relationship with somebody who's on the same page with you. Right?
Oh yeah, most definitely. We got you. We got you loud and clear. Now, really quickly, before I ask you this question. You wrote Speak Fluent Man. And explain to us Speak Fluent Man. We'll promote it a lot more towards the end of the show. But I just want everybody to know just how kind of a big deal you are.
How well is it doing?
How's the journey been for Speak Fluent Man?
It was just released at the end of June. It's doing pretty well. If you go to speakfluentman.com, you'll get all kind of information and links to the version or the ebook version. If you look on Amazon and Barnes and Nobles and all of that, you'll see the reviews. People are really saying that it's life changing. They love my perspective and they love and Patrice's relationship because they understand, you know, how to be better in theirs, and they're applying some of the techniques that I talk about in the book, which is great and it's inspiring because technically I'm an artist, I'm an actress, and I do a bunch of stuff. I wrote a book because I wanted to preserve some of Patrice's philosophies and techniques that made our relationship so good in a book. Mm-hmm. But I never set out to be an author, you know, but I didn't have a ghostwriter or anything like that. Every single word
was
mine. And, I quote Patrice a lot and I tell personal stories. It's very relatable so that people can understand why what we did worked so well.
Right. That's great. Lord knows we all love ourselves some Patrice O'Neill. And,
yes, sir.
And we love
Word
ourselves.
That's me about the title. Just to be clear about the title, I named it Speak Fluent Man for a couple of reasons. Patrice used to say I speak fluent Patrice. And I used to make jokes like, I speak fluent N-word. I speak fluent N-word. You know, that used to just be a little inside joke. And then, you know, when it came time to name my book, I named it Speak Fluent Man because of that, but also because the meaning behind it for me is as a woman, you only have one opportunity with a man, and that's to grow with him, not change him. And the only way you could do that is by not trying to be him or think like him or do things he does, but by having better communication, and that's what the book is about. So if you wanted to communicate better and learn how to speak French, you would have to be trained in a sense, and you might even go to France to get involved in the culture and get deep into the text. And just because you became, you know, fluent in speaking French doesn't mean that people are going to now think you are a native Frenchman. They'll always know, if I learned how to speak French, they'll always know I'm an American black woman that learned French. They'll never think that I'm French.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That's kind of how I look at the men. Like, I mean, their language to be better communicators. You know, if I spoke French, people, you know, French people would respect me and go, oh, this is great. She took time to love us. You know, and that's my attempt to help with, you know, speak fluent man.
Gotcha. Speak fluent man. That is a great concept. That is a fantastic concept that you just outlined. Now, you, your Twitter bio, I guess I should say, says Love Coach. Is that right?
I'm one of the talking head comedians and relationship experts on a show, Centric and BET, According to Him and Her.
Right.
We did 2 seasons, and it aired here, and now it's, I believe, airing on BET International. Yes, I participated in watching the BET Hip Hop Award shenanigans last night as well.
Perfect word.
Right.
Perfect
word. Oh, my goodness. Now, before we get back to the hilarious BET Hip Hop Awards, like I said, it's such an honor to have you here. We really appreciate you joining us. Now, I just brought up the word coach because I know you're on all these fantastic TV shows and and working on these projects that have to do with relationship.
Right. I did the Bill Cunningham show. I was one of the relationship experts on there. And, you know, people call me Coach Vaughn. I'm working on getting a podcast together now called Ask Coach Vaughn. People just like my advice. I'm not a licensed therapist or anything like that. But people recognize, you know, experience. Just in life, you know, as a mother and my experience with Patrice and all the information in the book and all the TV shows and stuff that I do, people respect my opinion and my advice. And that's where, you know, the whole life coach or relationship guru comes from. And I prefer the word guru because it says, you know, you are a master of a specific thing, not necessarily a general thing. And my point of view isn't necessarily the most popular point of view, because the truth is controversial as hell. People don't like the truth. You know, and I tend to be on a woman's side by taking the man's side. I don't think that men are always wrong. I think a lot of times we as women, we think with our emotions first and have to get and learn how to get to a logical place. And that's what I talk about in my book, and that's what I learned, you know, in my relationship with Patrice, and that's suffering. You know, and as far as the book being it's not just for women, it's a good read for men too, because they get, you know, the perspective on how Patrice taught me these things and the patience that he had. Because I think that's where men fall short with women, is the patience that it takes to get us to that logical path or emotion.
Oh, yeah. And it's amazing that you lead right to that, because that's exactly where I was about to go. Back into this topic. Now, have you dealt with has Coach Vaughn ever dealt with celibacy? And what's her go to advice? I know people love Coach Vaughn's advice. What's her go to advice about celibacy leading into a relationship?
Leading into a relationship and you're celibate? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. What's Coach Vaughn say about that?
I say always be honest with yourself. You can't ever, if you're doing that, then you must be doing it for yourself, and you can't let fear of losing a person determine what you're doing for yourself. So I would say if that's what you're doing, keep doing it. And if that person is not down and stick around for that, that's fine. But that's usually, if a guy likes you, he's going to be cool with what he's doing. But that doesn't mean that he has to do what you're doing. So as a woman, if I'm celibate, right, and I'm interested in a guy, and he's like, well, look, we're just dating, so I'm still going to be dating and seeing other girls. You know, you do you, and I'm going to do me, but let's see where we're going to go with this anyway. Then as a woman, you have to respect that. All right, well, I'm not giving him none, so he's not celibate just because I am. So he's entitled to go do whatever he wants to do, and I just have to handle that. You should not, as a woman, go, okay, to keep him, I'm just going to break my celibacy and give him some, because then he won't respect you. And two, you can't go, oh, I'm going to make this guy be celibate too with me, because if he doesn't, he will. No, he has his thing that he's doing, and you have your thing that you're doing. People forget that when they get in a relationship, they're still individual people.
Right.
Individual ideas and thoughts and needs. And like I said earlier, the only opportunity you have with a guy or a person in general is to grow with them. And that means you're going to go through ups and downs where you're not on the same page. And that, especially if you're just dating.
Right. Yeah. That's it. That's good stuff. That's good stuff from Coach Vine. Now we've got a quick phone call from Clayton's mysterious 770 number. If you don't mind, Coach Vine, we'll see what they have. We'll see what they have to say in response to you as well as Clayton and myself. Hey, you're live. 770.
How you doing, man?
What's going on? What you got for us?
Nothing much. Celibacy and relationships. That's an interesting topic with me, because I'll say I've started a relationship like that before, with the girl. Like she said before, if a guy likes a girl, he's gonna be down to do what she's talking about. So I'm talking to my girl for about 3 months. I'll say maybe 3 months, maybe two, and we just, you know, we're not messing around. But to the point of her perspective, yes, I still was doing what I was doing. You know, I had to do my thing. And she decided to, you know, stay, keep talking with me, but just go ahead and stay celibate herself. You know, once we
got
together, then everything, you know, it fell into play. But I'll say that falls back into that 90-day rule. It's more of a, I'll say it's like a backwards training thing. You know what you can easily do with your girl. You know, y'all interested in each other. You definitely attracted, of course, for obvious reasons. But It's that respect level, you know, going back and just sitting down and like, dang, I really do enjoy this girl. So let me try to do something new so we can make something work for the better. It started off good.
Okay.
But I'll say during the relationship, I don't know about that too much, man.
Okay.
I don't know about that too much.
man, it sounds like he keeps going back from, yeah, I really like her, but I don't know. It got kind of too hard for a second, but then I decided I really liked her, but then it got too hard again. The first thing he said, Clayton, Coach Vine, he said that she was doing the celibate thing, and I was still doing my thing. Was that what you said?
That's definitely what I said.
So
right.
Is that okay?
I said too. He said exactly what I said.
Exactly.
You as a girl, or even a guy, it's not always a girl, but if I'm coming into a relationship dating someone like, hey, I'm not having sex right now, but I'm still interested in you. I'm just doing my thing right now. I'm shutting that part off for whatever reason, and he still likes you, he's still going to want to kick it with you, maybe go out, whatever. If he really likes personality and it wasn't just on a sex thing, he's still going to like you. But you would be an unreasonable female to think he's going to switch up. First of all, even if you are having sex with him, you can't just kick down a door of a man's life from day one, like, hey, it's just me and you. You have to grow into that with a man. He's not going to just give every single girl on his roster just because you exist all of a sudden. It takes a while for a man to get rid of his starting five. You got to.
Right. That's it. Yeah. Yep. Now, what's your name, bro?
My name is Joe.
Joe, my man. Yeah, Coach Von approves. Coach Von approves of what you said. Coach Von is right. It definitely does mirror the sentiments that she conveyed before you came onto the air. I'm halfway approving, it seems like you just didn't care. So it was just fine with her. It was fine with her. She said, just have sex. I'll be here.
She was more so of like, I'm pretty sure she had, people she was talking to, but it's, you know, when you're dating a girl, you try to do a couple things different. Of course you're still doing what you do, but it's about making sure you still wow her and do this and that for her. Just little special things so she can understand that, okay, he might just be doing his thing with those other girls, but he's actually putting time and effort, or he's thinking about, you know, this relationship. So I think that played a part in her, you know, saying.
So he's saying, and I got to get you off the air. I appreciate it, but we got to say goodbye to Coach Von. You're saying that as long as she knows these other girls are the other woman, then, you know. It's okay.
I guess
for her
that
to
depends
just...
on the lady. That depends on the lady, but I'm a very honest guy, so I wouldn't mind telling the girl, like, all right, yeah, I know I like you and stuff, but I still got a couple people texting me here and there, and I'm still messing
wow.
with them. But in her eyes, I'm just trying to, you know, back off slowly type thing.
Well, if it's killing me, not so much that you did it, because I think we all kind of date a woman we like without having sex with them while having sex with other women. But the fact that you're telling this woman about these women that you're having sex with, I think
that's why I chose him, Eric. That's a bold dude. What can I say?
That's a bold dude. Listen here, Joe, we appreciate you. We appreciate you. Thanks for calling in. All right, cool.
That guy is going to have long-lasting relationships because he's
mm-hmm.
honest.
Exactly.
The fact that you keep a woman clear will keep her around. I don't care how bad medicine tastes to feel better in the morning. Honesty is always going to win because it'll get – a woman's emotions can never beat a man's logic. It can't happen unless you just let it. He's gonna be fine. I don't know how old he is, but he's gonna have really.
Okay, that's good. Now, a woman's emotions can never be the man's logic. Okay, write that down. Now, give us something else. Get circle it. Highlight that. Give us something else, Coach Von. As you scoot on out of here, the show's over. This is a ridiculously short show. We really appreciate you. We'll have you back as soon as we possibly can. I will hit up my girl Kay, who helped me get Miss Von DiCarlo onto the air. Now, if you have any more nuggets to drop to close us out the show, any more nuggets of advice relating to the topic or not relating to the topic, what do you want to leave us with as it pertains to everything we talked about? And also throw something in there about Speak Fluent Man or whatever else is going on in the world of Coach Von. Hello? Oh, Lord.
She left.
Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, no, here she is. No.
Okay, cool.
She's back. Von? Oh, no, that's your boy. Yeah, we dropped her.
Oh, man.
That was cool. That was a good lead off, though, wasn't it? I let her right into that. Good. I'm getting real good at this. And then she wasn't there to, you know... to jump on it. That
shows you got the degree for it. You're not just doing it. That's a degree quality right there work.
Listen here. Celibacy can definitely ruin a relationship. Can it ruin yours? only if you let it. You have to decide if the relationship is worth it, all right, and if your celibacy is worth it. We learned a lot here from this episode and from my boy Joe, from my boy Clayton Wells, and especially from my girl Coach Von DiCarlo. Thank y'all. Until next time. Next week, what we got next week? Oh, next week we got something real good for y'all. Next week we got why black women are single. Okay, why black?
Oh my
goodness. Matter of fact, Clayton, we gonna do it. We gonna make it even harder. The title is this: why black women aren't getting married. That's what we're doing.
Oh my goodness.
Next week.
Until you know that's not gonna be a 30-minute show. You're gonna have to start at 6 for that one.
Love yourself. Love the truth. Love others. And love love. It's not hard to love love. All you've got to do is love God. Because God is love. And God did it.
What did he do?
All right.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did, Clay. My man. Oh, man. I got to see that hip hop.